there is chance of being accepted all over the world. There is now opposition. And some of the politicians, there are opinions that this culture, Hare Krishna movement, is spreading like epidemic. And if you do not check, in 10 years' time, they will take the government.
Of America?
Yes. But there is possibility, because these young men, they are taking. So, everywhere, revolution takes place by young men. So if it is actually spreading like epidemic, and young men, they are taking part, so within 10 years, it is not impossible.
It's a very good idea, to follow it and to achieve it.
And they are democratic. They can pull down eminent president like Nixon. So if they like, if the majority become Krishna conscious, they can make Krishna conscious gone. That is no. And it is a wonderful. Anyway, because these youngsters in the Western countries, both in Europe and America, are taking the recent telegram we have received, just see how many books we have sold. Make it
listless. Dear Sri La Prabhupada, please accept our humble obeisance here. Are the Sankirtan marathon results for all of ISKCON worldwide for the week of December 17th to 24th?
1 week before.
Yes, and that too before Christmas. 1,17,644 big books. 90,737 medium books, 63,332 small books, 4,37,420 BTGS.
Back to Gordon magazine.
Back to
That's
Gordon.
Our magazine.
Right. And 7,09,686 TOTA.
Total.
How many people?
This has come from
Los Angeles.
Our headquarters.
Yes.
One week.
New York. This is from New York.
Coming from New York, but the sales are all over America.
Yes.
All over the world. So
we offer our sincere congratulations from the hand of
17 lakhs copies of our literature sold in 1 week.
Sir, what is the daily income here? They would be interested to know the daily income from your own self. Daily income for the book sale.
Book sale. 5 to 6 lakhs.
Per day.
That's a little.
You cannot just imagine from the sales.
Yes.
And how many people it must be going? This magazine is hardly $1. So in America is 1 rupee.
So 1,70,000 magazine for that. So this is documentary. And the Europeans and they are not fools and dustbins. That they are interested in purchasing other religious books, not their Bible. You see? So it has got very great potential. So under the circumstances, we should now make combined effort that it can be pushed on more organized. I am doing now alone with the help of this no Indian circle. This is the difficulty.
I think, with all due respect, many Indians are trying to do things in their own villages, say, or in their own districts.
Nobody.
Well, I mean, if you've been to Bharatpur recently, about 5,200 beds were there for this Netriya, for the eyes operation.
I know.
30,000.
That I know. But no, I'm speaking of this culture.
Culture, yes.
See, that is
the
physical aid one is giving.
You mean
karma part, somebody is taking
care of.
One cannot
the
bhakti and...
But one thing is that we are preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Yes, sir.
In Bhagavad Gita, there is no such statement that you take care of the eyes of the people. There is no such statement. That is your manufacture. But we are treating Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is the difference. Our preaching is that instead of giving relief to the eyes, give him relief in such a way that he hasn't got to accept anymore this body with eyes. You cannot make a solution of the problem. Somebody is taking care of the eyes, somebody is taking care of the finger, somebody of the hair, somebody of another genital, and so on and so on. This will not solve the problem. The problem is, as it is said in the Bhagavad, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha ananda. This is intelligence. As soon as you take birth, then you will have eyes, you will have eye trouble, vyadhi, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. If you accept janma mrityu, then between janma mrityu there is vyadhi and jara, you have to accept. He may give some relief, but you have to accept. So that is not solution. The solution is how to stop this janma mrityu jara. That is bigger solution. So you are giving that thing. There will be no more eye trouble. The main disease, suppose one man is dizzy, so sometimes he's feeling headache, sometimes eye ache, sometimes finger ache, and you are applying some medicine, headache. That is not the solution. The solution is that this man is suffering from this disease, how to cure it. So, Bhagavad Gita is meant for that purpose. Taktadiham punarjanma naiti. And as soon as you accept body, klesha ga. Rasadu manne jatva atmanayam asannapi klesha dayasa deya. Asannapi, this body is not permanent. So, because the body is not permanent, the disease also not permanent. So, Krishna's advice is, tang tidikha sravara. Matras parsastra kontiya sri krishna sukha dukkhada. You make the solution, that is the greatest solution, that how to stop janma, that they do not know that this can be stopped. They are simply busy with the temporary problem. And that taking it is very great. What is great? Suppose if you have got a boil here, simply by temporary, you will it cure. There must be surgical operation. Get out of the pus. So, this movement is for that purpose. It is not for this, this temporary jara vyadhi. That is unlike, but Krishna says, if we take Krishna's advice, Bhagavad Gita, that is not problem if there is little trouble. Tang siddhi khasavara. Real problem is that janma mrityu jara vyadhi, try to stop it. That is intelligence. Taktadeham punarjanma naiti mami. That is culture, that is education. Not to be very much bothered with the temporary. That is not very intelligent. Give them this culture, this consciousness. So we have got this body. So long you have got this body, you may give relief to the eyes, but another trouble will come. It is not guaranteed that by giving them relief to the eyes, he gets relief from all kinds of diseases. That is going on. Janma mitya, matras, parsastra, kaunte. So give relief. For the real relief, how to stop? our, that is our Vedic civilization. That you should not become father, you should not become mother. If you cannot give protection to your children from the cycle of birth and death, pita na sasya, janani na sasya, namo chayda samopitamu, this is real problem. Real culture is that this child has come to me, so we shall train him in such a way that no more accepting body. Because as soon as you accept body, it is a very difficult subject matter, of course, to understand. But Bhagavad Gita teaches, yada jadai dharmasya kani bhavati, when people forget this problem, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, Krishna personally comes to tease them that this is your problem.
Guruji, just now the problem is of starvation. You are right.
Well, starvation, suppose you are diseased, and if your father does not give you to eat, that is your blessing.
So what happens if you die earlier? So this will go away.
Now, why you are complaining? Suppose your father, he gives you everything. But when you are diseased, if he says, my dear son, you cannot eat anything. Is that starvation? Now, first of all, give me answer. Is that starvation? This is cure. This is cure. In the Vedas it is said, Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam Eko Jo Bohunal Vidadhapika. God is giving food to the cats and dogs. Nobody is starving. If you are starving, that is your blessing.
But then Guruji, suppose we see somebody...
We take the reference to the Shastra. That is our disease. We don't manufacture. We don't manufacture anything. Our point of view is, if there is starvation, then we take it mercy of Krishna. Tattenu kampasu sumukshamana bhunjana hiva pakritam vipa. When they are put into starvation, we take it blessings of God. We don't complain that I did something wrong or there is something wrong. So God has put me into this position, it is His blessing. This is our...
Sir, Guruji, my father mentioned about this very beautiful picture just above your head.
Yeah.
You are saying it is one of the best pictures he has seen of Krishna and Arjuna. And you indicated that there may be a card or something.
Yes, I have that.
Oh, right.
You want the picture? I can give you one.
No, you have got cars.
Yeah, I think you have thought of the big ones, I think.
Yes.
Big ones you don't have.
He's asking for a card.
Yeah. I have been asked that he wants to keep it on the table.
Yes. I have given that picture in my Bhagavad Gita in so many languages.
Yes, that love Bhagavad Gita. Yeah.
See, we have it all different languages.
Yes.
This is Chinese.
That I wouldn't be able to read.
No, we're just showing that we are placing the Bhagavad Gita in all languages.
German one.
This is German.
Yes.
Oh, yes, you're German.
I'm a little bit of that.
So, this starvation point, we take it as blessing.
No,
I think that's Dutch.
Dutch.
People generally question, how God is unfavorable to somebody and favorable. That is foolishness. God is good.
For everybody.
But that we do not know. Because we are less intelligent. We think that one man is in starvation, therefore God is not good. That is our fault. We are not good. We do not understand God. But the Vaishnava says, it is blessing. And if he takes like that, then the result is mukti padesa daibha. His mukti is guaranteed. In any circumstances, if somebody takes God as good, then his mukti is guaranteed. And if he blames God, he has put me into that condition, then he has to suffer.
Guruji,
This is the common argument sometimes with why God has made somebody so rich and somebody some poor. He is unjust. That is foolishness. God cannot be unjust. He is just. Always just. That is God. So unless we have got that firm conviction, then we cannot become dual.
That is why Indians are not joining them. Because they are not joining the movement because of that, because they cannot understand what is the reality. Because we try to comment upon the God action. Okay, now somebody is poor, somebody is rich,
Actually, you don't believe in God. That is the godlessness. If you believe in God.
Yes, but I
would
not agree fully with God.
Yeah.
There are a large portion of.
Yeah, they don't believe. They think that God is my servant, Rauda Sapta. Yes. God, why you have not done this? If you don't do this, I don't want. This is our position.
It's a childish ego.
Yes. That means God is my servant, Rauda Sapta. Actually, this is European mentality. On my God brother, German God brother, that Sadhana.
Yeah.
He told me in the last war, when the war was going on, generally women were left. All men were in the battlefield. Somebody's husband, somebody's father, somebody's son. So they went to the church. They are going to church, even churches also, they can't go to the church, pray. Duksesa bhari bhaje. So, but nobody returned. So all of them became atheists. Oh, it is useless to go. I prayed so much for my husband's coming back, but he did not come. So this is the I order God that my husband has gone to the war, let him come back unhurt. God did not bring him back. He did not carry my order. I don't want him. This is why. When the war was declared, there was no consultation with God. Rascal, that time there was no consultation. And when the husband is going to die, he goes. This is our position.
When war was to be declared,
there
they had found a final solution to the Jewish problem.
There is a politician, there everything. And when the war is very acute and the husband is going to die, then God is required. When he does sinful activities, God is never consulted. But when he suffers, then God's consulted. And if you don't order, supply my order, then you don't want him. Many he remains don't want him. That's all.
Swamiji, may I ask one question? Which I have much discussion with your Shishya here. Brahman, the sort of what we in Hindu philosophy consider as the ultimate Godhead.
No.
Brahman, you consider Krishna.
Yeah.
But he is, of course, he was incarnate. He was one of the avatars.
But that is your opinion.
That is our point which I want to clarify.
You have to take this Shastra authority.
Does not Gita.
Brahmano aham pratishtha. Read Bhagavad Gita. Have you read Bhagavad Gita?
Yes, sir.
Did you not read this?
Well, that's what I want to clarify.
Find out this.
1446.
Read carefully.
It's even on the 8th chapter, you will
see. Brahmano aham pratishtha.
Brahmano hi pratistham aham amritasya vyayasya cha shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukasya itantikasya cha.
So he is the pratistha. Just like in this room there is illumination. The illumination spread all over the room. Mataji Suni. So, the illumination is important or the light is important? What is important?
Light.
The original light.
Then?
Source of the light. So, isn't Brahman the source
now,
of the light?
Now, first of all, try to understand. Just like the sun sign. The sun sign is important or the sun is important?
The original sun.
Yes. Similarly, this impersonal Brahma illumination or effulgence, that is the bodily rays of Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti. So ultimately Krishna is important. Not this impersonal Brahma illumination. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, Sabda. See practical example and learn Shastra, you'll understand Krishna is the origin. Aham sarvasya prabhav. Personality. Matta sarvam pravartate. The Brahma also pravartate. But if you don't believe Krishna and Shastra, that is different. Then you cannot be convinced. Shastra chakusha. Your eyes should be through this Shastra, not by manufacturing ideas. So Shastra says this, jasya prabhava prabhavato jagadanda koti svasesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinna tad brahma niskalam ananta sesa kutam govindamadhyayam samadhyayam. This is Shastra, Brahma Sangha. That this Brahma Jyoti is the bodily rays of Krishna, Govinda. So the rays of Govinda is not so important as Govinda is important. Govinda Vadi Bhajam Tamam. And Govinda personally says, Aham Sarvasam. Sarvasam means everything, including Brahma.
No, Brahman I was
saying.
With all due respect, I was talking of Brahman.
I am speaking of Brahman. Brahman means this Brahma Jyoti. You mean that?
Yes.
Yes, I am speaking that. This
and
Brahma Jyoti.
Ishvara is different from Brahman. Ishvara.
Ishvara everyone.
Everyone.
But Ishvara Parama is Krishna.
Parameshwara.
There is two words. One is Ishvara, one is Parameshwara. You may be Ishvara. You may be Ishvara in your business, so many workers are working under you and you are ordering, you are regulating. But you are not Parameshwara. Mm. Similarly, you take each and every one up to Brahma. They may be Ishvara, but there is no, he is not a Parameshwara. Parameshwara is one. Mattam parataram nanya. That is this.
Sir, the last question. Rama, how do you relate?
Rama and Krishna the same. Ramadi Murtisu Kalani Amena Tishtan. Krishna is always existing with his different incarnation, expansion. Ramadi Murti. Ram is in Nabarajaya. Hundreds and thousands of expansion. Advaita Achyati Anadi Ananta Rupam. So Rami is expansion of Krishna. He is God. There is no difference between Rama and Krishna. Just like one candle and you light another candle. Another candle. One may be the first, second, third, light one. And in candle power, they are all the same. Similarly, Ram is expansion of Krishna. That does not mean Ram is less than Krishna. Ram is in the Baraha.
That is why Hare Krishna mantra includes Krishna and Ram both.
Yes.
So the translation of the word Hare in
Hara.
Hara in English.
Original Hara.
What is it?
Just like Lata. The Lata, when you address Lata, it is Rate. Similarly, when you address Hara, the Sambodhan is Hare. Hare Krishna.
That is to remove the evil, remove the bad part, isn't it?
No, no. What is bad? There is no bad.
Hare Krishna means what? Please remove from me the...
No, why? It is addressing.
Only addressing?
Yeah. Addressing means with some purpose. When I address Mr. Such and Such, then he will say, yes, what do you want to say? So this
is... No relation with the...
No grammar.
The relation grammar. Is there. Relation is there, otherwise how can I address it?
Yeah.
Relation is there. So this, oh, Hare, means Hara, is the potency of like you are, a grihastha. You have got your wife, you have got your maid servant. The maid servant is doing something, wife is doing something, but you have many potencies. The managing director is there, but he has got many assistants. Similarly, the supreme person has got multi-assistance potencies. So, they are all accepted as Hara, Hari's potencies. So, we have to approach Hari through the potency. Oh Hare, oh the potency of the Lord. Oh Lord, be merciful. We cannot jump over the Lord without going through the potency. So those who are impersonalists, they cannot understand. But those who are intelligent, they can understand that God is person, he has got multi potencies, and through the potencies he is working so nicely. This is Vedic injunction. Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Sriyate Sabhaviti Jnana Balakriyasa Natasya Kajam Karanancha Vidyate Natasya Sama Adhikasya Dishyate Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Sriyate Sabhaviti Jnana Balakriyasa. God has nothing to do personally. As you see, we have a very big rich man. He hasn't got to do anything personally, but he has got so many assistants. They are doing everything. Similarly, parasya shakti virvidhaiva sriyat. But when the things are done, sabhaviki jnana valakti. Their knowledge is so perfect and things are done so nicely that it is automatically being done. And the rascals who cannot see behind, there is God, they simply see this nature. The nature is working out. It's not the fact. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate satya. There is adhyakshata. Jasyakmaya brahmati saṁ vidakāla chakra. Even the sun planet, such big, illuminated, powerful, it is also rotating by the order of God. So, similarly, we are addressing the potencies of the Lord. We cannot jump over God. Because potencies are so important. They are actually helping hand to God. So if they are pleased, then God will be pleased automatically. Why we address Hara, Hare Krishna, Krishna's potency, Radharani, Ram's potency, Sita. It is therefore first of all Sita Ram. Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan. We are just the first potency. So, if I request your wife, Mother, give me this help, and if she gives that this man is very nice, you cannot refuse. You cannot refuse. So this is the process. We are appealing to the potency of Krishna. So, now I am so much harassed. Kindly lift me and engage me in your service. Hare Krishna. This is Hare Krishna. have served so many lives, the dictation of my senses, kamadi, katidhana katidha palita dunnidesa. My lusty desires, my senses, they have dictated me in so many ways, which I should not have carried. Still I have done it. Kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita durnidesa. Nidesh, you are my master, you are asking. Bring me a glass of water, that's very nice. But sometimes you may say that go to that person and speak this lie. I don't want to speak lie, but because I am your servant, I have to do that. Otherwise my service will be cancelled. So similarly, kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita durnidesa. Nidesh is all that, but durnidesa. So we are doing this life after life, dictated by the senses, which we should not have done, but we have done it. Kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita durnidesa. So all right, you have satisfied your master. No, no. That is also not the fair. Tisaṁ karunāna jātā natrapā. They are neither satisfied, neither they are kind upon me. This man has done so much. Now don't order him. Tisaṁ na karunā jātā natrapā. Then what have you said? Now I have rejected him. I have come to Hare Krishna. Please engage me in your service. That is my life. I have done all this nonsense, life after life, they are not satisfied. So therefore my business is to serve, I have come. Please accept. That is Hare Krishna. Because I have to serve. I have no other business. So I have served these rascals, but they are not satisfied. Natrupāno pasānti. So why shall I do this business anymore? Yes, you are asking sarva-dharmān parityajyamān. I do that. Yes.
The Guru Kṛpā can be delayed.
Yes, he cannot have Krishna Kṛpā directly. Guru Krishna Kṛpā pāya bhakti rathā. That is taken. You have to go through Guru.
How do we get Guru?
Guru finds you.
If you, not Guru finds you, you have to find out. Guru is there. But if you want to be cheated, then you find out.
Exactly.
And if you want to be cheated, the cheaters will. The Guru Krishna Kripa. If you are actually serious to serve Krishna, Hare Krishna, then Krishna will give you. Here is Guru.
That's
what
I mean.
Guru will not have to leave.
Guru no, will mean.
Guru is there.
Guru finds the Ishwar.
Guru is there. But unless you are actually serious, you cannot get real Guru. If you want to be cheated, or if you are a cheater, then you will get a cheater Guru.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Bring prasad. Now we go to Guru for some medical help. We go to Guru for some economic development. So you get cheated. That's all.
Sir, how to engage these people who are desirous of serving Krishna in Bombay?
If
you are talking about the farm and other things.
Why you have constructed this?
No, here people will not come because people have got their business and everything. So people like him, people like this, how can they engage? They can come.
At least we can. And learn. There are so many books.
We have our own.
We have to find out our own ways to come here.
Guru is there, Krishna. Why don't you find? Why you are blind? Krishna says, jada jada hi dharma saklani bhavati paritrana sadhanam. Yes, come. Why don't you take me? Why do you go to a cheetah? because you want to be teacher. Guru is there. Shishasriyam sadhimang prapanna, Arjuna said. Why didn't you surrender to Krishna? That means I don't want Guru. I want somebody, my order supply. How you can? Because you want to be cheated, you'll get cheated. Jejathamang prapanna, tangasati yoda. Why didn't you accept Krishna as Guru? What is the typical? Is there anybody greater than Krishna? Do you think like that? What is your idea? Do you think?
Ultimate.
Huh?
He is the ultimate. There's nothing more.
He is the supreme guru. Matta Partanam Nana. He is the supreme person. So why don't you accept him as guru? That means you do not want. Then you must be cheated. If gold is available in a gold shop, purchase there. Why do you go to a panwala to purchase gold? Will you not be cheated? You do not know how to purchase gold. And you still, where is Guru? Go there, where gold is sold. And if you do not know even that, then you must be cheated. You do not know where his gold is available. Unfortunately, go to the panala. Have you got gold? He'll give you some gold leaf. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The other thing is that Guru is there. Krishna is there. And we are presenting. We are not manufacturing. I do not say that I am Guru. Our business is to present what Krishna has said, that's all. Therefore I am Guru. Guru is he who speaks Krishna's words, that is. And if he manufactures, then he is a cheater.
This is the test.
Guru, the Supreme Guru is Krishna. And anyone who can message for Krishna is Guru. Guru is Guru Krishna Kripa. That Guru will never say that Krishna is dead and gone. I am now Guru. I am Krishna. I am a Guru. That is Raskar. And if you want such Raskar, then you will see. Who is bringing Prasad? Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata. Everything is there. Read Bhagavad Gita very carefully. Don't misinterpret. That has killed our culture.
That is
the thing. Yeah. They do not know what is Bhagavad Gita and they stand, I am a student of Bhagavad Gita. This is why. Even recently I had been in Gandhi's ashram. It is a desert. You are a student of Bhagavad Gita.
Gandhi. Shiva.
Yeah. Shiva. Shiva. Also never teaches Krishna. But he is a Gita Prabhupada. What Gita Prabhupada without Krishna? Everyone is doing that. Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. What is that, Bhagavad Gita?
Glass without water.
A big, big man do like that, then what the followers will do? Jajjadācharati śreṣṭhā rūpastha-dhanuvat. This is the position of our country, that everyone has misguided in the name of leadership, and people are bewildered what to do.
But it was predicted that this may happen.
Huh?
It was predicted that this may happen.
What?
It would be Kali Yuga. And then there would be Satyuga after. Is it not so good?
I don't think. That is stated, what you are saying, then Kali Yuga people will be so fallen. Mandas, mandamata, mandohagya. They are manda, bad, or very slow. Manda, and they have got their own manufactured ideas. Not only manda, but they have got their own manufactured ideas. And mandohagya, unfortunate. And upadrita. The first thing, three things, upadra, disturbances. One disturbance is there will be no rainfall. And therefore there will be scarcity of food. And government will tax like anything. People will be so harassed that they will leave their hut and home and go to the forest. This is quite awaited in the Kali Yuga. But if you take to this Krishna consciousness movement, he will say it. Kalo dosanidhi rādhan astihi eko mahāna-guna kītanādeva krishnasya mukta samanu. He will have nothing to do with this. If you take this vaccine, there may be epidemic, it will not touch me. That is Krishna consciousness. So we are preaching that. Please take it. One who is fortunate will get it. One who is mandabhagya, he'll not take it. What can you do? Our business is to canvas. Please take it. Please take it. So we have gone like that. People may take it or don't take it. Our business, because we are servant of Krishna. Jayamang madbhaktesu, find out. Mesata smart manusheshu kaschit me priya kritama. Jayamang vira, paramang vayam madbhaktesu vira. It is paramang guhyam. When Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajamāme, it is not very easily accepted. There is the most confidential part of his instruction. But still, we have to canvas. What is that?
Ya idam paramam guhyam mad bhaktesh
avidasyati
bhakti mai param kritva mame vaishyat chasamyaha.
Asamsaya.
So one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me.
So we are trying to do that. Sarva-dharmān parityajamāmaiṁ śaraṇaṁ bhaja. It will be accepted by the devotees, not the kormi, jnani, yogis. No. Only bhakta. Therefore, madhvakteśo vidāsati. So we have got two functions. First of all, we are trying to make them bhakta and then convincing him about this beloved. Manmana bhagavat bhakta. Without being bhakta, nobody will understand what is yoga. In the beginning is bhaktosi priyosi rasam me pandukta. Because when you are my bhakta, I will explain it. Otherwise it is lost. So without being a bhakta, nobody can understand Bhagavad Gita. However, he may say that I am very staunch devotee, I am a leader of any mission. So yet Krishna clearly says that this is the most confidential knowledge. And without being bhakta, nobody will be able to understand. So the preacher has got two different business. One side, he has to make bhakta, the person will, because without being bhakta, he cannot understand. Then he teaches. So these two businesses going on in our Krishna consciousness. To become bhakta, there is dhiti. Come here, manmana bhavumad bhakta. Just think of me. Just manmana and become a devotee. And naturally, if he comes to the temple, he'll offer some incenses, he'll offer some flower, some fruit, majjati. Even a child will offer namaskar. In this way he becomes a devotee. And then he understands. So we have got two functions. All over the world, why you are opening these centers? A bhaktosi, to make them bhakto. And they have become bhakto. And then you speak something about Krishna, you did learn it. So that is explained here. Jai Mam Param, in Param, who will surrender? I shall go to surrender Krishna. I shall surrender to my senses. Surrender he has to. He is not independent. But Ahankara Vimura Atma, because he is rascal by Ahankara, false ego, he does not accept Krishna. I shall accept. He'll accept Maya. And the Maya by pulling by the ear. Come here, sit down. That I shall accept. Mamim the Prabhupada Maya, that but stop that force that he doesn't like. Better let Maya pull me by the ear. And whatever she likes, I shall do. But see, he will not like to carry out the order of Krishna. There is very confidential now to surrender to Krishna. So anyone who tries for this business, that is Krishna's desire, that try to make these rascals devotee and convince him about the importance of the Bhagavad Gita. If you do this thing, Jayamam Paramam Guyam Madhbhakti Kavidajati, then what is the next line?
The next verse. Next. Bhakti Mayi Kritva.
Mami verses. He becomes pure devotee and he comes back. Mami verses. Asamsa. And that is the solution. Go back home, back to God. Yadgatyana nivartante tadhamang param. That is the mission of human life. For that purpose we have to do everything. How to go back to home, back to God. At that point we are missing. We are engaged in so-called philanthropy work. Real purpose of life we are missing. And this can be done only in this human form of life. The Prahlad Maharaj says, Kumarangasavit Pratya Dharmana Bhagavatanya. Durlavangamana Sangajanma, Padapi Yadhubhama. Arthadam. Although it is temporary, Arthadam. The dog will die, and I will also die. Both of our bodies is temporary. But I can die understanding the importance of life. The dog cannot. That is. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advises, Kobaramas, from the beginning of life, teach Dharman Bhagavatam. So these are the indications in the Shastra. We have to do that if we actually want to do something. And if we manufacture ideas that we can do, that will not be. Did I hear that?
Yes, sir.
I have to combine effort on a chai. a moment.
Please. I am going tomorrow to Kumbh. Tomorrow night.
By plane?
Three.
Howrah
Mail. Howrah Express. Getting down at Prayag. And I'll be there up to 14th and 15th.
So you can go to our camp?
Right. I'm going to meet Mr. Munshi only. When Mr. Munshi had come, I'm accompanying him only. He's already there and we are going to put up with them only.
That is far out.
And where is our...
It takes, I understand, 1.5 hours to come.
It's 3 miles away, in water, in the river.
3 miles means 1.5 hours?
About. And where is
so
our
go
camp?
1.5 hours and come 1.5 hours, 3 hours.
No, where is our camp then?
We have got our camp underneath the bridge.
Jamuna Bridge?
Yes.
I'll talk to Giriraj. There are 4, 5, 6 people with me. Dr. Mr. Dulanai Mehta was there, he's also coming. A new life member is there for last 2-3 years. He's also coming, his wife is coming, his some friends are coming. You'll be coming back when, sir? You are going,
going on the 11th.
And coming back about 17th?
Yeah.
How is your health?
Not good.
No, but you are taking that medicine or?
I stopped that medicine.
Too much bitter, I think.
Not only with I got some trouble in the teeth.
Yes.
Stock me and suspended.
Pills are taken or not taken?
Pills, no. If required, I shall take it.
If possible, I'll come tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll see you when we come back, or I will see you there.
All right. Hare.
Thank you, Shripa.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, everything is all right. I came because I have to pick up one truck, which was in an accident and it was repaired, so we have to pick that up. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would come to Bombay and also see your divine grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard you're not feeling well.
No. When you started from there?
We started 11 o'clock yesterday, 11 o'clock in the afternoon. And we spent one night in Shalampur, nice town. We did some kirtan in a Dwarkadish temple, very nice temple. And we stayed with the owner of a trucking company, very nice place. He looks so handsome, Prabhupada.
So, how business is going there?
Well, there's no money, so not much can be done. The last 2 days there was no prasadam distribution in the evening. And so the last 2 days I was there, nobody came. The problem is that since your divine grace left there, the same people would be cooking, these sweeper people. And they don't want to cook anymore because they work all day, and they said we can't work all around the clock 24 hours, so they stopped cooking. And together with no money, so the whole thing has just come to a stalemate. So now another problem is that the Sankirtan party, which we sent out, is also not, it came back yesterday, also not going on properly. I know this causes your divine grace anxiety, but I think I should speak frankly about how I feel about the situation. I think Mahamsa is a very nice devotee, but he does everything himself. He just runs, he's always jumping over everything, and before it can be discussed, or he's already done it. It's like he flew here, and it costs a lot of money to fly from Hyderabad and back. It costs, I think, about 500 rupees. And there's no need for doing things in that way. So I don't know exactly how to work with Mahamsa. It's not that I fight with him, I just don't know how to work out things so that it comes out in a practical way.
Views of investing money. I already given 50,000.
Yeah, I mean, I talked with Mahamsa also, and I talked with him when he came back yesterday, the day before yesterday, and I talked with him very frankly and openly. And of course, he always says yes, 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 and then he just does whatever he feels should be done. And Tejas also, Tejas, for example, he started a vegetable garden, and it was going on very nicely. But then everything dried up because all the workers, they work under Mahamsa. They're all accustomed to taking instructions from him. And so the plants were not watered. Mahamsa, you know, continually put the water someplace else. So now, you know, everything that Tejas has done is frustrated. So he feels, you know, why should I be here? Tejas, I think, has something really to offer. I think he's experienced. But if he's not given a field and some space to exercise his talent, he's going to go away. And I feel without Tejas, there's no one else I can refer to about these matters. I don't know anything about farming. I don't know, you know, planting, but Tejas seems to know. And he speaks Telugu also, and he also is one of our devotees. And I have more faith in Tejas than I would any other person who we might consult. But ultimately Tejas is, I think, more important than anyone else. Because he is your devotee, and he's very faithful and responsible. And one other thing, which Tejas, when he was there, he worked out financial, what he saw was the actual financial picture of how Mahamsa had been investing money in the past and what kind of result he had been getting on the basis of labor and...
money which you have transferred, so that is... You are three signatures.
We are three signatures, yes.
So?
From that money, nothing has been spent yet except 5,000 rupees, which went for the first well, which was dug, which is not particularly good. They went to 105 feet, and the well is suitable for about 3 acres of land. Now, this small trip that I made across from Hyderabad to Bombay, I can understand the reason that there's nothing growing in that part is because there's no water. Even if you dig, you don't get much water. That big square well, which is already there, right behind the Goshala, there is no water in it. It does not fill up. It doesn't fill up. It's not the kind of well you pump out and then it fills up.
I could not go without discussing this farm in Bombay.
All right, you take rest.
Well, I'm not tired. I can.
Giridhar was, Prabhu was telling about the Bombay farm now. We are having small difficulties.
We must attract people. Then give them food. If you have no power to attract them, then what is food? Program means man will do. If there is no man, we'll do it.
in that area, in Tana, they drink at night.
Let them do whatever nonsense they do. Let them chant and take it. You don't mind what they do. That is later.
Yeah.
When I was chanting in some in spa, I never asked them, don't come here. They drink. You want to drink? I know that.
No, I...
Everyone had it. She said, they're coming with their boyfriend, girlfriend. I didn't know that. Was I going to restrict them first? Let them come. Chant Hare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stress of the mass kirtan every night. You are not speaking kirtan. Because only with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati, not with the mass of kirtan. Mass of kirtan, come on, chant, deep prasad. What do you understand, pleasure?
You won't understand.
Master Prabhu, let them chant and dance and take it. So these centers are being opened for mass movement as well as class movement. In the village, there is hardly you get good educated men. So there is no question of pleasure. Give them chance of chanting and take good hand. It is useless to talk before them about philosophy. They never understand. But they will understand prasad. Prasadam is so nice, there are few grains of prasadam, it will be crowed with them. The condemned bird, he will also come. But if this has been settled, do that.
I think perhaps he would rather manage the farm himself.
You think, I do not know, but manage somehow. I want that prasad distribution must go on. People should come, the numbers increase. Whatever you can produce, spend for that purpose. We are not going to produce food stuff for our starving. It is for them. When they understand, they will work. Voluntary. Yes, it is for us. We are not capitalists.
That is our teaching.
philosophy that everything is simply based on following the order of Krishna without any expectation of any gain.
Then you have such a remember, but there is a Krishna said, do this. Anand Bhavanti Bhutani. Pachanyat Anna Sambhava. Jagyat Hoti Pachyam. Chakra Karma Samhati. Kisi Gora Chavari Chav. Paisa Karma Samhati. We have to statement in the world. So we have to do this. This is not fashion. Those who want to become immediately Paramahansa. Paramahansa does not mean some bogus. That's right, that Paramahansa is right for Bhakti. And we are going out of Vrindavan. It is not married for this purpose. You know that later. And he stopped. Paramahansa is God. And Paramahansa is looking after Rama. He is good at Rama.
Is that why Bhagavad Gita didn't leave Vrindavan? Is that why he didn't want to leave?
I don't speak for anyone. But these five sub Paramahansas are there. Cannot go out of Vrindavan. That's that part. But in Vrindavan there is a beautiful woman. Tragic flood. I wanted to talk with them about the Gaurav, but he's coming on because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Goswami that he would develop Vrindavan. So Goswami is a teacher. That these smokers, bee smokers, Paramahansa, they imitate Rupa Goswami. You cannot go. Simply by imitating Goswami by a grand cloud. They have become. Same is Acharyadana, all over the world, as many villages and towns are there, free. And this Paramahansa said, no, no, you cannot go. You are good. Kali Yuga Paramahansa. Practically, if I remain at Aladdin, that can't be becoming a Paramahansa. Then how this institution would have come and they exist. That is a fact. Everyone knows it. If I would have been a great paramahansa, not to live in Dharma, I am very happy. No bothersome. But how this Bombay could have been started all over the world.
That kind of Paramahamsa would have probably been pleased if the movement hadn't started. I say that kind of Paramahamsa, they...
Yes, that it is, that. They criticize them for the Goswami, the Babaji. That become an eyesore.
Saw for their eyes.
Definitely died there. He was instigated. But he was guru in his list. Find out a better guru. And the name is Bhagavan. This is Asker there. The park is over in today. Now, where is? No.
I haven't heard anything for a while.
Nobody knows. Where is the Paramahansa?
So the others are envious. The others are envious.
Because they're ordinary men. Man's business is to become envious. They're ordinary third class men.
They're always envious.
Yeah, they're always envious. Not only first class, but third class. And what is become Vaishnava and Bhagavan? Third class men. Government is capturing them and giving sterilization. Because there is record so many abortions in the American hospital. The Babaji's are making pregnant the widows and they're going for abortion. In many cases similar. And there is American hospital. Not all, but where from they're becoming pregnant.
What is the need for any Babaji to get sterilized? I say, what is the need for any Babaji to get sterilized?
But not to get sterilization, they're being forced.
Well, that's
the government understands that who is making that program? These ugly widows. They're not coming from Delhi. When I was coming, so many Paramahansas there died. Then why you are going to foreign countries and do so all day? Now, just go on with your bhajan. The Babaji is getting advice. I was 70 years old.
They don't know Bhagavad Gita.
No, they don't care for it. They say Bhagavad Gita is not for us.
They say that?
Yes. The Babaji says. Therefore, Bhagavad Rasa-lila. Bhagavad-gita is for third class or lower class. They are Paramahansa. immediately jump over. That.
So they discriminate this Krishna from that Krishna. Hmm? They discriminate this Krishna.
Yes.
Who
spoke in Balaram Sampradaya, they say that before Krishna was contaminated in his childhood, who he was in that Krishna.
Who said that?
Balaram said.
Krishna, when he was young, grown up, he became contaminated with the gopis. Therefore, they do not touch that Krishna. When he was below that age, Bal Krishna.
He's really
innocent. He has no desire. They think he is contaminated. When Balakrishna is confronted,
then they don't accept Krishna as being the supreme enjoyer.
I met someone who said that.
Yes. That is their theory. Krishna is contemplated. In his young age, he is contemplated.
Well, then what is the special
thing? Then the wife, the so-called advanced gentleman, said that we don't want Krishna Vrindavan. We want Krishna of Kurukshetra. Listen. They don't want Krishna of Vrindavan dancing with gopis. Bankimchandra Chatterjee, the great novelist, he has written on Krishna, Krishna Charitra. He has made distinction that Krishna Vrindavan is different from Krishna of Kurukshetra. Krishna Dwarka is different.
Well, the Vallavas say that they only like Krishna before he was contaminated. So what is the specialty of Krishna? Hmm? Everyone is uncontaminated in a young age.
They think Krishna is the supreme. That is the
ultimate.
This man was there. So I said, God, you are not present.
Yeah.
God, in your estimation, either God is good or God is bad. He's God.
Yeah.
You can think that God is not giving the poor man any food, therefore God is bad. But when you think that yes, God is good, then you are good. This is why. God is good, God is bad, God is contaminated, God is uncontaminated.
So actually they're atheists from Mayavadi.
They're ordinary and culture. One of Sanam Sanam says, they were the understand. What is that? Third class man. Manushyanam sahasya, continually, when one is siddha, out of that one may understand. And how this third class man will understand Krishna? If they want to remain on the third class position, they will never understand Krishna.
Then why do they imitate?
The motive, yeah. Or they may be in the lower position by sadhana, gradually they become to the real position. But if they do not hear what Krishna says, then jati mire sati, same that. Now, if we decide that whatever Krishna has said, we have to do it. At any risk. That is Krishna. Krishna has said, like Guru Maharaj has said,
just reading how Bali Maharaj decided that he would please Lord Vishnu at any cost. And he gave everything.
Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj is one of the authorities. In spite of all difficulty, all opposition, his Guru's opposition.
Yeah.
You can give him whatever he wants. Sarvātma-sattva-nirvali-rau-sarvātma. Bali become perfect by surrendering everything. Hare Krishna. Where is Gopal?
He's in office.
Did you talk with him?
I told him that should I see Prabhupada. I told him I'll come tomorrow today. Say you wish.
So, call me.
Should I go and call him?
No, he's going. Gopal is now.
Yes, I meet him.
The point is that some income tax have that.
No problem.
Huh?
No problem. Is it at Naiga, Piramal Chambers? Have you received a notice?
Which is about the constitution exemption? No, Ayakar Bhavan. No, it's not a notice as such, but they're questioning whether we deserve a tax exemption as a charitable trust.
Yes.
They're saying that we're not charitable, we are religious.
Mm-hmm.
And religious is not exempt from income tax.
Yes.
So the question is whether we have to change our constitution to fit their idea, or whether to establish a separate trust, or whether to defend that our presence...
Last thing is that we have not received any official notice.
Yes.
No.
So why are you bothering about that?
Well, that's what I say,
yes,
that we've stood
but,
on...
Gopal is bothering too much.
No, Prabhupada, with your blessings, I know the assistant commissioner, and he's number 3 or 4 in the entire city of Bombay, and a very much influential ag center. He is a courageous man also. He is a Sardarji. And if I will place this problem before him, as and when it is necessary, he is there to guide us.
Hashem is a well-intended city.
Correct, right?
Yeah.
Why to create a problem?
Today
there is no problem before us.
No.
Today the problem is not before us.
The thing is that the same constitution we've had since the beginning,
yeah,
and we've always got the exemption.
And why you are bothering him? He's going to Delhi.
Even last time, the assistant commissioner...
Who's going to Delhi, Gopal?
Yeah, this Gopal.
Let him go.
Let him go. But I think that's quite unnecessary.
Today there's no problem for us.
Yeah. She's only the assistant commissioner. Last time also the assistant commissioner was...
I don't know. What is the position?
So which one you made? Kapoor?
No, that was Dave. There are so many assistant commissioners.
Yes, there are so many assistant inspecting commissioners.
Yeah. Yes.
You see, since we are living in Juhu, our temple is at Juhu, our registered office is at Juhu.
Yeah.
So we will come in the jurisdiction of Piramal Chambers, which is near Naiga, which is near...
Yeah, Dhamsa. I know.
So he is the head of the department, the entire building that Sardarji, about whom I'm talking to you.
Earlier he was at Aikarbo, and that is the floor of our fourth side near church gate. Marine Land, you know it.
Yeah.
And those one I may give you.
It is a superstition that one should not lie down keeping the head on the northern side. So one says that I have no head at all. So why should I bother about keeping my head this way or that way? Similarly, keep no head. So there will be no question of keeping northern side or southern side. That I want. Beyond the such program. You spend all money. I want that whatever collection is there, you spend. There is no account. And there will be no question of income. We are beggars. Whatever money we get, we spend.
So your books of account will show zero. Ultimately, in the end of year,
yes.
Expenditure, income, equalize, neutralize.
That's why I'm insisting whatever money we have got in the bank, spend it for printing. Keep the book. I'm insisting this point everywhere. You kept that money seven lakhs or what?
I was going to spend it. I spent every month what they came at the end of the month.
And therefore the balanization came. In Germany.
Mm.
I was waiting for sending the money for food distribution. In the meantime, they created trouble. Anyway, I should be free like that, spend out. I say that, they don't keep any more money in the bank. Spend it.
And people receive their vouchers.
Yes, that we do.
Follow this policy. Look like Govinda. When you see that the paprika is flying in the air, it's all right, Govinda. Govinda. Otherwise, I will not give to Govinda. The income tax office I will tell, Govinda. If you distribute prasadam of Govinda, you are the poor man. So we have got already in Mayapur, increase that. There is a drum beating. Anyone who is hungry, please come and get prasadam.
That they accept as charitable.
Yes.
They want charitable.
Yeah.
So what could be more charitable than feeding?
Yeah. No, you keep always kitchen and by drum beating that anyone hungry within this area or anywhere, come here, take chapati roti and this way. Prasad, that is in our program.
I should go, what Prabhupada says,
that
nearest our villages, which are here within 10 miles, 5 miles, 2 miles, in the Jhukras,
why this top, I can
and the, even the Hutmans.
Yes.
I need money.
There are so many Hutmans. And this is your papers, to the Hutmans, in their language, Marathi.
Let them chant, dance and take prasad. Go on, that's all. No pleasure. everyone will come, stand down and take prasad. Then we shall work hard for this, maintaining this temple. So we are recognized beggars. We can beg. Where is anxiety? If we go to a rich man that I want some money for this purpose, they will pay first. So it is the question. How scarcity happens? You cannot say there is no money. Sometimes you can go anywhere. Give me some money. I want to do this. But meant for begging. And in India, still, why India everywhere? Yeah, speaking of India, still now, although India is so poverty-stricken and materialized, if a sannyasi goes to beg something, nobody will take it. Nobody will take it. Especially in the village.
Yes.
You'll never do it. Baba, Egmuti, Charlie. Actually, our ashramas are maintained by begging mutti. Mutti, mutti, 100 houses, mutti, 100 mutti. Then you can...
10 kilos on a day. Mutti means there's so much, handful of.
Yes,
sir. And in countryside, they consider Jesus as a god in our culture. In villages,
no sannyasi starts. As soon as there is a sannyasi in the village, so many villages, Baba, I hear the prasad by you. Bhojan Puri. Daily. Still, in Punjab, any sannyasi goes, he gets invitation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Tulu.
Yes.
And that is the system.
He couldn't fulfill all the invitations.
Yes.
There were too many invitations.
Yes. Dasudham, that business will be, how to plan that? Because at the present moment, the so-called democracy means to tell the truth, all cunning, third class, fourth class men, they have no sympathy for the general public. Their only aim is, so long as he's in the office, gather as much money. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
That means plunder. So, if you remain with no money, who will plunder?
Yes. No one will come.
Because they are becoming plunderers, you remain without any booties.
So what's
up in here? Sanatan Goswami,
when
he suspected that they were going to steal, he told, get rid of it.
Yeah. He immediately offered, I've got this, $7, he said.
Yeah.
He was an astrologer, he said, no, I've got $8. No, I will not take. No, no, you take, sir. He will not take, somebody will take. I give you kindly. And the chastise is silent. Why you have to take this dangerous thing? So you have got to steal $1, you go back, you don't come in. And $8 I'll give you. I'll be free. he thought my master is by sentiment living on, and he is so opulent. Let me go with him and give some money in case of emergency. Of course, that is, from his part it was right. But he thought that without this money to remain is more safe than to feel safety by keeping money. Because if the government is plundered, then there is no other. This time is coming. The government is plundered in the name of taxation. There will be no rainfall, scarcity of food. So everyone will feel very difficult to maintain their family. They will be voluntary as well. This is photo.
The smell is not good, eh? Even for you, they cheat. I told him especially, it's for Guruji, please don't cheat.
You guess what, Guruji? You guess what, Guruji? They think that Guruji is cheating you. I am cheating your Guruji. What is wrong? They think Guruji means cheating.
Yeah.
Now it is Guruji means cheating. And you are cheated by your Guruji. So let me cheat your Guruji. Sate sattam samantam. If one is short, cunning, you should be also cunning, more cunning. It is Chanaka Pandita. Politics. Sate sattam samantam. Very miserable condition in this age. Therefore, the same man should utilize the little opportunity of human life and be self-person Krishna conscious. That is the proper utilization of life. Try to serve Krishna, self-person. But that is proper utilization. So-called philanthropy, altruism, humanitarianism, this isn't that. Bogus. Not bogus. Useless. It will not help. They are pious activities. So, Chaitanya Chaitanya said, pious are impious. Both of them are impediments. So we are not interested with pious activities or impious in me. We are interested in how to serve this. Our philosophy is very difficult to understand. Suppose you are giving some medical relief, and if I say, why you should waste your time by giving medical relief, why not give him relief from birth and death? They will laugh. Is it not?
Yes, sir.
They will laugh. They were nonsense. This man is suffering immediately. But you don't say that you don't give medical relief, but why do you forget the real business?
Yeah.
That is all. Vivekananda said, what is the use of pouring water in tulsi? Better pour water in a eggplant shop. It will get some eggplant. This is Vivekananda.
Yes.
Eggplant is also small tree and tulsi. So if somebody is pouring water in tulsi for bhakti, he condenses. Why is he wasting time? Pour water in this eggplant. Tomorrow you get two. This is good. God is fictitious. God's services, another sentiment. Do something practical.
He was more politician. Shrewd politician.
He went to preach Vedanta. But instead of preaching Vedanta, he learned so many things which is objectionable from Vedic civilization.
He also said that you cannot teach the religion on empty stomachs.
That is his philosophy.
Oh.
So many people say that.
Huh?
No, but this has come originally.
But why the kings left their kingdom and became empty stomachs?
Yes. They went in jungle for tapasya.
Yeah.
Why this Bharat Maharaj,
yeah,
at the 24 years of age, and his wife was young, children were young, and he was the emperor of the whole world. So why he went voluntarily to become empty stomach? He was not poverty stricken, but why he accepted?
Now he realized that the material world is not the solution.
There is no question of empty stomach. God is supplying food to the end. And why should I remain empty stomach? Sukadeva Goswami has said, Chirani Kingda Pratishanti, Dishanti Viksham, find out this one. Kasmad Vajanti Kavayu Dhanadam Madhanta. Chirani Kingda Santi.
This is the first thing?
Yeah. The first word is Chirani. C-I-R-A.
Chirani.
Is it
Yes, I have. Chirani Kimpati Dasanti Dasanti Piksha. Daivan Gripa Prabhita Sarito Pya Susya. Rudha Guha Ki Matito Bhati Naposanam. Kasmat Pajanti Kavayo Dhanashur Madana. Dhanadur
Madana.
Yes. Are there no torn clothes lying on the common road? Do the trees which exist for maintaining others no longer give alms and charity? Do the rivers being dried up no longer supply water to the thirsty? Are the caves of the mountains now closed
or above all, does the Almighty Lord not protect the fully surrendered souls?
Why is Goshyang empty?
Kasmad.
What? Kasmad
vajan. Last line. Why then do the learned sages go to flatter those who are intoxicated by hard-earned wealth?
They think, so why should they go to God? The devotees come here to beg from us. We are bigger than them.
Fucked up.
Therefore they say, empty stomach. Avita na abati upasanyan. Read the meaning.
Kim, whether Ajita, the Almighty Lord, avati, give protection, na, not, upasanad, the surrendered soul.
Krishna said, you surrendered, and one was surrendered. Does it mean Krishna has no responsibility? Then why are you bothering to go into this Dhanukul Madhanda?
Unconditional surrender.
You have done already, upasanna. So, is Krishna unable to maintain you? Why should you go to this blind man? So we go not for our maintenance. We want to engage his heart and money to this Krishna consciousness movement. That is our mission.
Yes.
Not for this belly. For belly, we refuse to go anywhere. You'll find in Kumbhamela, still there are sadhus, they're not going anywhere. That's that mean? We go. Grinam, Dhenu, Satyam. This Dasker is absorbed in the thought of comfortable life, and he has taken only his wife and children, everything. Living somewhere. This is our mission. Jari Rakhutare Bhava Krishna. Let him go there and sit down and talk with him and give some instruction of Krishna. This is our mission. We are not going. This big.
Yeah, yeah.
We khali pet. They are criticizing that this man is empty stomach and he has come to me. What does he care for empty stomach? No. Even they insult that, the empty stomach, it doesn't matter. It is my duty to give him some enlightenment or Krishna consciousness. Then my mind, let him he was injured, he stayed. He said, our life, we are injured, I don't mind. Chandra! I don't mind you are injured. But I request you that you chant. This will be they are thinking, these people, empty stomach, they have come to us here. We don't require any God, we have got invested. The Jani Sarsaru Bhutana, Krishna Jagati Sandhya. End of this verse, Bhagavad Gita.
What was
it? Janisha. Ya. Why?
Janisha Sarvabhutana.
could do the opposite, Harada. But they are kept in darkness. Oh, this is the reason it's like that.
Jani Nisha Sabhabhutanam Tasyam Jagati Samyami Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani Sa Nisha Pasyatomune. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled, and the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. There are two classes of intelligent men. The one is intelligent in material activities for sense gratification, and the other is introspective and awake for the cultivation of self-realization. Activities of the introspective sage or thoughtful man are night for persons materially absorbed. Materialistic persons remain asleep in such a night due to their ignorance of self-realization. The introspective sage remains alert in the night of the materialistic men. The sage feels transcendental pleasure in the gradual advancement of spiritual culture, whereas the man in materialistic activities, being asleep to self-realization, dreams of varieties of sense pleasure, feeling sometimes happy and sometimes distressed in his sleeping condition. The introspective man is always indifferent to materialistic happiness and distress. He goes on with his self-realization activities, undisturbed by material reaction.
Prabhupada, in this stanza, I have not followed a little.
What?
The stanza which he just read it, now a spiritual bent of mind person, he sleeps in the daytime. And
the materialist person?
He sleeps in the nighttime and disturbed his thoughts. The spiritual man is awoken in the nighttime.
And it's, that's what it is understand.
And sleep in the
what
daytime.
Is sleeping and having? This is the other understand. The materialistic man, he is sleeping about self-realization. He has no information.
He has no
information.
Yes, sure.
But the spiritualistic man, he is an avatar in that. This life is meant for self-realization. So, oh, the materialistic man, he does not know. He is kept in darkness of night. And the spiritualistic man is awake. That is the difference.
Then why the day and the night?
Night means ignorance, when one sleeps.
As night is ignorance.
Yes.
Day is
awake. And day is awake. So, what is day for the materialistic person? So, that is night for the spiritualistic person. And what is day for the spiritualistic person? That is night for the. Just like a spiritualist person, he has sacrificed everything and he is after God. And they are thinking, these rascals unnecessarily, empty stomach, wasting Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Chana. They are derided. And he is thinking that these rascals got this human form of body in such spiritual culture, he is spoiling his life cash and dough. That means in the subject matter, the spiritualist man is not interested, he is interested. And in the subject matter, the spiritual man is interested, he is not interested. This is the end.
I was taking some time
literally
sentence. So it was sometimes it was confusing.
No, it is literally Jani Sasabhutana, that's when Jagrati Sangyam. He spiritualist person, he knows. Then what is the use of the sense cultivation? The sense cultivation is there in the cats and dogs. Why am I wasting in this way? Oh, that is all. Well, what is the difference? A man is having sex life in a very nice apartment, very decorated and nice court, is enjoying sex life. That I am at home. And the dog is enjoying sex life on the street. In presence of everyone. But the enjoyment of sex life is the same. There is no difference. I said, was it dog or was it man? So, the spiritualistic man says that, why should I waste my time in sex enjoyment? This is enjoyed by the dogs and cats. I have got the human form of life for spiritual advancement. Stop this nonsense. Let me cultivate spiritual life. Samyami means sanctification. Stop. That is samyami. And he is not samyami. Adanta govi visatanta mitsam. Because he is not samyami, his senses are uncontrolled. So he is opening the path of Hari's condition of life. The business is the same. Ahara nidra bhaya maitho. Based on this maitho, sex life. So you'll find the fly is doing the same thing, and the dog is doing the same thing, and the human being is also doing the same thing, and the king of heaven is doing the same thing. The business is the same. Puna puna charmita charmarana. Only the body is different. But they are thinking that if in the body of Indra I can have sex with Sachidevi, that is advanced. He does not think that the sex life with Swachidevi or the street dog is the same. There is no divine. And that is Jagri. That is Jagri. There is one word where it is, I don't remember. Maithunna Vagaram Agya. This is, this material life is a term of imprisonment. Imprisonment in sex. It's like imprisonment means you are detained in a place allotted by the government, you cannot go out. So here, this material world, the imprisonment is the sex. You cannot go out.
Only sex, Prabhupada, or
All sex.
But among them, the sex is very powerful.
Pumshan, Sriya, Mithuni, Bhava, Metta. This is the basic principle of a man or no man is married. The purpose is sex. Now, when he's married, atak prihat chetra sutapta vittai. Then why shall I enjoy sex? I must have a very nice apartment, griha. Then I must maintain myself, kshetra, farmer, the agriculture, for the source of maintenance. Atak griha kshetra, then I get some children, suta, then some friends. Atak griha kshetra, suta, apta, vitta, then money. In this way, janasamohayam ahamamiti, he increases this paraphernalia, and he becomes entangled. And the proprietor, and the father, and these and that. And one day nature's law comes, gives him its slap. Get out!
All relationship goes away.
Mitru aham sarva harascha. I take out.
Prabhupada, why people are not able to understand this?
Fools. Mura
we are encircling ourselves in the desires cage.
Murana vijanati mame paparam. They do not know the aim of it. Therefore, apasadama patattam cannot see what is the aim of life. Therefore, it is the duty of the parents. That is advised by Pallam Maharaj. Kumaro acharit prakma. From the very beginning of life, they should be taught about this Bhagavata. That is Brahmacharya. Brahmachari, to train him, to be self-control. If I ask you, give me your sense, we shall teach you how to become self-controlled with that. Because you know what will be the benefit by becoming self-controlled. If they struggle for existence, he has to earn money to maintain himself. I want this experience.
Yes, you told my wife also.
Nobody does. That is the difficulty, he said. Nati vidu sartha gatin durasayati bhajiratma. They do not know how one can become happy. They are simply hoping against hope. Durasaya. Asaya means hope. Dura means which will never be put. Durasayati bhajiratma.
You heard that essay one time, hope against hope? Hope against hope.
Hope against hope, which is never fooled people.
The fool's paradise.
Yes. Yes. This plan has failed. Now let this make this plan. And then again failed. All right, let me do this. This is hope against. He's thinking that this plan has failed. Let me do this plan. Again failed, again another, again another.
Foundation, as you said, is on the falsehood.
Mogasa.
Mogasa, moga karma, moga gyan.
Baffled hope.
It will never be fulfilled, but still they will make plans. Napoleon made a plan. Hitler made a plan, Churchill made a plan, Gandhi made a plan, Mussolini made a plan. The plan and plan make are all vaster. Things are going on everything. Therefore Krishna says, Sarvadharman Krishna, don't make plan, take to my plan. This plan making, our government has the planning commission. The planning commission has brought the people in such a condition that they are dying of starving. And they have taken salary, big, fat salary. But this is what.
I'm taking share from the black market.
How you can expect good wishes from such a person? Very precarious condition. Your son, you take care now. As soon as you make a committee to take care of your son, then everything is finished. Is it not?
Yes.
Then committee members will finish the son and the son's maintenance and everything. But that is why. Formerly there was one monarch. He was acting according to the Vedic instruction. So he was responsible. And there are many boards by board, the government, the combination, a planner, but they take care of the people. It's impossible. Otherwise, why there was need of dragging down Nixon? is electric. Wrong electric. Wrong must be. People are wrong. They do not know who is the right man. Any rascal makes some intrigue and he gets home. And then they detect, oh, he's the wrong man. Again another is the Punapunacha. And what is the guarantee that another man is right? Because the process is wrong.
They're continually re-electing a new man. They got rid of Nixon, put Ford in. Now they've got rid of Ford, they've put Carter in. And then they'll get rid of Carter and they'll put someone else in. And then there we go.
Again and again, chewing the chew. But if they make it point that if one is not Krishna conscious, I'll not be able to go, then everything will become nice.
Some countries they fine you if you don't vote. If you don't vote, they fine you. They have to make people vote. Because they know it, otherwise everybody's so disgusted.
I have never given vote. Since we have got this harad, as soon as the vote goes, I go away. Because I think, why should I give this nonsense vote? None of them are right like me. I have heard it in my just life. The municipal board and the government. I don't believe it. So, give me as many as some fruit.
Some fruit?
We have got our own can. You are coming?
I am not fortunate.
I am going because I have to go to Bhuvaneswar. So it is on the way. And besides that, it is a big function. And because my health is not good, if you allow us atmosphere, or Bhuvaneswar atmosphere, help me this. Of all foodstuff I see, the khichdi is good for you. little kids.
It's easily digested also.
I shall begin again, Kitsi. How sir? What kind of thing goes? Both names. What kind of thing goes? Can say must give comes. Both of them are related together. The cow is subsisting on the grass and refuse things, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the substance, isn't it? And even if it does not get milk, the stool is useful. You get food grown by the cows and bulls and meat, you subsist. So, by mutual cooperation, you subsist. The same time, centuries. Why you go there?
No bother.
This I want to introduce. And it has become successful in the Western country. They're doing very nicely.
Yeah.
Kneeling now.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Philadelphia, New Orleans. Right? They're happy. So why not in India? India is mainly agricultural country. On this principle of content,
yeah,
there is no difference. He left Hansa Luther in charge, but he left everything.
It seems that in your system of management, the basic principle is to depend on Krishna.
Yeah. Why not? He says, Ahamdasaro Bhavanam. This case will be if I am disobedient. This is nature's law. And if I surrender to Krishna, where is the question of this? Dukh Sagar Hari Vaje, Dukh Kaha Se Hoi. There is one Hindi person. That when one is in this distressed condition, he goes to God. Please send me, give me this mercy. Dukh Se, when in this distressed condition, he becomes a devotee. But if he becomes a devotee, when he is happy, then why is the question of Dukh or distress? Dukh Sagar Hari Vaje. When you are happy, at that time if you were saying Hari, then there is no question of dukkha. Vivekananda's policy, Gurdana, Seva. So why not Seva Narayan? Why he has become Dev Garuda? Why not engage him? That he does not know. He becomes his Garuda Narayan, Narayan he becomes his Sattva. Foolishness then, discovered fear.